Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Did you know that you can listen to the Asa RX audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at asarx.com/experience. Hi, this is Asa, and we here at Asa RX pray that you and your family are safe during this unprecedented time. Make sure to take every precaution for your wellness by getting my free booklet on building a healthy immune system at asarx.com. Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription. Today we're going to talk about your health and your life each day, Monday through Friday, to talk about your health and talk about your life. So tonight's show is about you, just like always within our show. It's about you. It's about your health. It's about your life. It's about whatever you're struggling with: diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia. What are you struggling with? Is it diabetes, heart disease, cancer, whatever it might be, great or small? Just know this. We're here for you. We're here to walk you through your health challenges, no matter what they are. The good news is you don't even have to have health insurance tonight. We're here for you to walk you through whatever it might be. Are you scared tonight to give it a bad diagnosis? That's okay. We'll talk you right through it. You can also send me a tweet. Don't forget to sign up for our weekly email newsletter full of great health information that will carry you with your health and with your life. Let's kick this segment off and go with Angela. Hi, Angela. Welcome to the show, darling. How can I help?
Hi.
Hi there.
I'm calling. I'm concerned. I have, the upper GI appointment last week, and my doctor told me that I have a hernia. Mm-hmm. And I was just wondering, what do you feel that I could do to make it better, if anything?
Well, the hernia, there's several things. Now, was it, you said it was an upper GI, so I'm assuming it was a hiatal hernia. Is that right?
Right.
Okay. Now,
I thought I had a peptic ulcer, but he told me it was a hernia.
Well, they have the same kind of symptoms. A lot of time people think that, and that's very normal. But now, what did they tell you? Did they give you any options? What did he tell you that they wanted to do?
Well, he told me to go on a diet and try to lose some weight. I got a little fat dummy.
That's
I had,
all right.
Three kids, and I had four C-sections, and I had three kids, and C-sections and one tubal reversal.
All right. Even with the C-sections, Angela, I think when you had a hiatal hernia, those are actually one of the better ones to get. The inguinal hernias, which are down in the growing area, those are the tough ones. And when you get those, it can be a real challenge when you're dealing with that. So there's a couple things I'd recommend to you. For a hiatal hernia, there is a little technique. It's a maneuver that can help retract where the stomach has pressed up through the diaphragm, because that's what a hiatal hernia is. It's where there's a weak spot in the diaphragm. The stomach pokes all the way up through there. So one of the best things you can do for hiatal hernia, there's a little technique that either you can go to a DO, which is an osteopathic physician, or a DC, which is a chiropractic physician. Both of them usually have been trained in this little technique that will help retract the stomach back out through the diaphragm. And that's what I recommend you do. Now, it might take three or four times for it to be done, but it works very, very well and helps tremendously when you're dealing with something like a hiatal hernia. And it takes, you know, like I said, a couple therapy sessions or neat sessions, as they call it, and they'll be able to go in and do that. Now, from a dietary perspective, your physician was right. You definitely need to drop some weight, because that does aggravate the condition when you're carrying the excess pressure in the abdomen. So if you can, I would encourage you to get started on the anti-inflammatory diet. It's in my book, Empowering Your Health. And It's real simple to follow. Very simple. You eat three meals a day, and each of those meals have three of the main food components in it. That's equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and good healthy fats. The omega-3s, 6s, and 9s like almonds, walnuts, cashews, and avocados, things like that. Thanks for the call, Angela. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with tonight? What is the deal tonight with your health? We're here for you. No matter what it is, great or small, let's walk through it. And maybe you know somebody that's struggling with their health. Maybe it's a friend or a family member. Call me tonight. Let's talk about it. Let's give them some answers so you can be their cheerleader and their health advocate. Now let's go to Amy. Hi, Amy. Welcome to the show, darling. How can I help?
Hi. I have been told I have an enlarged thyroid.
Okay.
So did my blood work. It came back normal. And I see a specialist in January, but I wondered if there was anything I should do in the meantime, any kind of vitamins to take to try to help with that.
When did you get started? The enlarged thyroid is called a goiter. And so when did that start happening? When did you notice it?
I have some kind of little cyst on the outside of my throat that came up probably about 4 weeks ago. They tested that and said that it was calcification there at the goiter, and other than that, I don't have any other symptoms. But they did do the ultrasound and then the blood work and found the one side is enlarged.
And so the blood work, they said everything was fine, and the thyroid, all the numbers, no problem, right? You've never been on medication for thyroid either?
That's right. My mother has a thyroid problem.
She does. Okay. No big deal. I know it seems like a big deal, but let me tell you that typically it's not. And when you're dealing with a thyroid and the gland swells, most glands in the body, they swell when they're not getting what they need. Let's talk common sense for just a second, okay? If you're not getting what you need, if there's water in front of you and you can see the water, won't you do anything you can to get to it? You'll run, you'll reach out as far as you can trying to get the water because you're thirsty, right? So the body does the same thing. And it doesn't matter if it's the prostate or if it's the thyroid gland, or whatever it might be. If a gland is not getting some of the nutrients that it needs, it will swell, hoping that through the blood flow or whatever, it will get what it needs. The thyroid's number one function is iodine. That's the number one trace mineral that it functions off of. And if it doesn't get enough, which we don't have a whole lot in our diet, basically we don't have hardly any at all, and the little bit that we have in table salt is minimal, it's marginal at that, and we don't get a lot of benefit out of it. So, long story short, the Japanese population has the number one, they're the top population with the least amount of thyroid conditions. They get 13 milligrams of iodine in their diet naturally a day. The American population gets less than 50 micrograms a day, and women need 450 micrograms a day just to have bare function. Because you need 150 micrograms for your thyroid, 150 for your ovaries, and 150 for your breast tissue. Matter of fact, one of the number one reasons of fibrocystic breast or little nodules in the breast is a lack of iodine.
Okay.
So what do you do? Here's what you do. Take a drop of iodine and put it on your skin, and you want to check and see how long that it takes before that dissolves. If it dissolves within a 3-hour period, then you definitely need to take organic iodine. Go to your health food store, and they can help you with that. Also, L-tyrosine is an amino acid, and it will help support thyroid function as well. Stay away from strawberries and all the cruciferous vegetables, such as broccoli and cauliflower and cabbage. All of those help slow down the thyroid, and it'll reverse what we're trying to accomplish. There's great results waiting for you. Follow those principles.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen. oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open this hour as we talk about your health and talk about your life. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to the show that's diagnosing hope one caller at a time. Let's kick this segment off and go with Sheila. Hi, Sheila. Welcome to the show, darling. How can I help?
I have a question, please. My husband had some blood work done recently, and some of the results on his liver, there's a GGT that came back at 341 and a CRP at 8.2. Okay. And I was just wondering what I could do. I don't know if that's pre-diabetic or, you know, I needed some information from you about that, but and what we can do to help him out to help get his liver
in. Now, his CRP came back at what, 8.2? 8.2. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's not really – what did your doctor tell you? Let's start there. I want to hear what he said first.
Well, he had had some heart problems. He had a heart attack about the second week in October, and so they did some blood work, and this came back. So this was his heart doctor, and they called me with it, and they were very concerned and said that I needed to find another doctor that was, you know, more they deal directly with his heart, and they said this was liver, so I needed to go to our family doctor or whatever. So I just, before I made that appointment, I just found this information out today. So
right.
I just wanted to know, did you, and so you said the CRP 8.2 was not that high?
No, that's very high. No, I haven't said anything yet. I was just wanting to know what your physician had said.
Okay,
well,
so that's all I know so far.
Okay, no big deal. But you're not headed down the diabetes path. The test for diabetes is called the hemoglobin A1C. And okay. And that test would let you know if you're headed toward diabetes or not. C-reactive protein lets you know two different things. It's an inflammation marker showing how much inflammation is in the body. And if you listen to my show, you'll hear me talk about an anti-inflammatory diet. It's the one that's in my book. It's designed to pull inflammation out of the body. Matter of fact, that's one of the first things that we do in our clinics. Is part of our protocol is to reduce inflammation out of the body so the body can begin functioning properly. So the CRP, just so you know, normal range is between 1 and 2. So his number for that should be about 1.5. Now, it can also be a marker for the heart. It's very possible that can be the case. However, I would say 8 times out of 10, when that number's high, it's inflammation in the body. Okay, that's what we see clinically. Now, the GGT, that's more of a liver enzyme. So you're looking at the liver, the enzymes are elevated. Does he drink at all?
In the past he has, but not for the last several years.
Okay, so he's been done with that for a while.
He did quite heavily at one time, yes.
That's okay. The liver is the number one regenerating organ that we have. Okay. So it'll regenerate faster than anything else. I mean, you can do pretty good damage to the liver and it can come back. So that's good news. Now, were his other liver enzymes, did anything else jump off the page, or was that the only one?
That was the only one they told me was outrageously high.
Okay, all right. Because what can happen with that, a lot of times, was his cholesterol okay?
Cholesterol's high.
Okay, there you go.
They found that out when he had his heart attack.
Okay, there's the correlation right there. See, cholesterol's made in the liver. And if the liver gets backed up and it gets congested, almost like, you know, congested lungs in a way, when the liver gets congested, it can't release toxins and it can't function properly and it can't make the right kind of cholesterol. Things start happening, like the bad cholesterol will go up and the good cholesterol will go down. And it starts to be in a reverse of what it's supposed to be, and the body starts not functioning the way it was designed to. Mm-hmm. So what I would start with him is I would get started on the anti-inflammatory diet that's in my book. I would get started there because that's your foundation. No, nothing's going to change unless what he's putting inside of his body changes.
Right.
And then we need to support the liver. And the way to support the liver on this is you want to increase by taking milk thistle. You also want to use what's called N-acetylcysteine and also nicotinic acid. All of those will support the liver, help it detox, help support it, and help the liver enzymes come down.
N-acetylcysteine,
and then nicotinic acid. Now, along with that, I want to make sure that he's exercising at least 4 to 5 days a week, doing 30 minutes of something he enjoys. That's going to be important for him. And then also, you know, with the diet and that sort of thing, don't forget the foundational four. He's going to need to take the basics in this because he needs a good whole food multivitamin to give him a little bit of everything that he needs. Digestive enzymes help break down his food because most of us only digest and process about 10 to 15% of the foods that we eat rather than 80 or 90%. Digestive enzymes help increase that ratio so we can digest, you know, at least 80 or 90% of the foods that we put in every single day. And then cod liver oil for his omega-3 fats, vitamin A and vitamin D, and then also probiotics. And he'll take about 4 of those in the morning on an empty stomach and about 4 in the evening on an empty stomach. That's enough to get started with right there. You should be able to see a change within him in about 6 weeks. You might want to do some blood work again, have your doctor look at that and see where things land with him. I think that would be good. But he needs to make some radical changes. And I always say radical changes equal radical results. And with him, he's gonna have to because those markers are up there. CoQ10 will help him too. A lot of times that inflammatory marker, if it's heart related, CRP or C-reactive protein, that's gonna be good. So get started with that. Let me know how things go. You can always shoot me an email. Okay, thanks for the call. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with tonight? What health challenge do you have? Is the doctor giving you a bad diagnosis? It's okay. That's what we're here for at OnCall, to walk you through your health challenges, no matter what they might be. Common sense when it comes to your health. That's what this whole thing is all about. Health is not that hard, folks. We just have to break it down, figure out why the body is breaking down, give it back what it needs, and you can live the life you were designed to live. The body regenerates every single day. What does that mean? Each day, old cells are dying and new cells are forming. It doesn't matter what you've done 3 or 4 years ago that brought you to this point now. Radical changes equal radical results. Today is a brand new day. You can have an incredible tomorrow if you'll make the right kind of changes to have the kind of health that God's designed you to have. That's what we're here for, to walk you through that. So whatever it is, great or small, call us tonight. Even if it's for somebody else, be their health advocate and their cheerleader, and be the one that can walk with them through their health and make their life better. 888-283-7272.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump accuses the World Health Organization of fueling the coronavirus pandemic by failing to sound an alarm quickly enough and being too friendly to China. For that, he says he's cutting off U.S. funding.
While a review is conducted to assess the World health organization's role in severely mismanaging and covering up the spread of the coronavirus.
The president also said, though he's in charge, governors do have a role in deciding when to lift states' orders.
We have beautiful pieces, beautiful states with capable governors. They know when it's time to open, and we don't want to put pressure on anybody. I'm not going to put any pressure on any governor to open.
But he did say he would come down hard on any state that doesn't adhere to strict state guidelines. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
This hour is to talk about your health and talk about your life. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. The show is Diagnosing Hope, one caller at a time. Email came in. Gary from Columbia, South Carolina writes, I had the flu 2 weeks ago. I don't think it was the swine flu, but now I can't get rid of this cough. What do I do? Well, Gary, first of all, When you're dealing with the flu of any kind, you want to make sure that you prepare your immune system to be able to fight. That's the number one thing. Now, the immune system it's important that you do several things. These are the four things that I always use, and we use it clinically, and it does very well for people well all through the flu season. It's good to take this protocol from October all the way through March, because that's typically the time where our immune systems tend to drop, cold weather sets in, and of course everybody's running around with a little bug at the office or at school, and it's good to follow this protocol. Real simple. You want to do a simple blood test to check your vitamin D levels. Make sure your vitamin D is between 70 and 90 on the blood test. Most people have very low vitamin D, between about 15 and 30. It's not enough to keep the immune system strong. The other is to take ionic silver. Ionic silver is one of the best antibacterial, antivirals that we have. And you always want to use about 20 drops of that twice a day if you're an adult, 10 drops twice a day if you're a child or teenager. And that'll keep your immune system strong. Astragalus is a herb that's been used for a very long time, centuries actually. And they actually, about 10 drops of that twice a day in a liquid form is very good for increasing your overall health. That, along and coupled with vitamin C, high levels of vitamin C in a buffered pH form, very good for keeping the immune system strong. Now, Gary, when you deal with the flu, even though you have a little cough that you can't seem to get rid of, if you build the immune system, what will happen is then all your little immune cells will start getting stronger and will help fight that off. You want to stay away from cow's milk, dairy, and also wheat products. Both of those are very, very challenging to the body and the immune system when it comes to your overall health and can retard the process of you getting well. Get started on that. Let me know how things go. You can always shoot me another email or call me here on the show. We're here for you each and every night. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you need a new prescription for your life and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, whatever it is that you're struggling with, great or small, whatever it is with your health that you need to get back, just know this, that health is nothing more than common sense. If we can lifestyle our way into getting sick, we can lifestyle our way out and get well. All we have to do or make those changes. So what is it tonight? Is it diabetes? Is it heart disease? Fibromyalgia? A little anxiety? Maybe some depression? You just need a good dose of hope. We are here for you tonight. Call me, 888-283-7272. There's no question that's too stupid or that you don't want to ask or you're too embarrassed. It's okay. Because I guarantee you, the question that you ask and that we come up with a solution for, there is about 1,000 other people listening. And they're dealing with the very same thing. It'll be a blessing to them as well. So give me a call, 888-283-7272, or check us out online. We'll kick the segment off and go with John. Hi, John. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
Yes, I called once before, Matt, about my...
Sure, John. Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
And I called once before about my prostate, and you told me to check my testosterone and my vitamin D.
Yes, sir.
And I got the results. My low on that testosterone was 443, and the high was 5.6. And my vitamin D was 29.1.
Okay. Now, you said 443 or 4.43 on the testosterone?
443.
So let's come up with an action plan. The vitamin D, see, that's a precursor for everything. Vitamin D is actually a hormone. It's not a vitamin. And so when vitamin D levels get too low, yours is at 29, it needs to be up between 70 and 90. It makes a big difference in your overall immune system. So by getting that up, will help the overall process. So vitamin D, we're going to start taking, you need to start taking about 20,000 units of vitamin D a day. And that's vitamin D3. You can pick that up from a health store. But that's one of the first things that you'll need to do, vitamin D, to get that back up. We want to get that up around that range. And if you'll do about 20,000 units a day for about, I would say, at least 60 days, then that will make a big difference in not only your hormone levels, but also your immune system. And that's a big deal. Now, testosterone, different animal. Need to bring that up. But you need to make sure you're metabolizing your testosterone and utilizing it properly. So the couple things that you'll need to look into. Tribulus terrestris is an herb, and you can pick that up at most health food stores. That and ionic zinc, both of those together, you want to take those in supplemental form. Keep your omega-3 fatty acids elevated. You want to do cod liver oil about 2 to 3 tablespoons per day. I would spread those out, maybe breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The good healthy fats are what's going to keep your body and your prostate, number one, healthy, but also it's going to keep your testosterone levels healthy and where they need to be. So get started with that first and foremost. The other is taking ionic zinc. You want to take at least about 100 milligrams a day of that, along with 2 milligrams of copper, so that you don't offset and get a potential deficiency. And that's going to help as well. Prostate, I would go in and do the complete protocol to keep the prostate healthy, and that would be 1,500 milligrams of saw palmetto, 14 grams of pumpkin seed oil, and then, of course, you want to eat about an avocado every single day. Keep your overall dietary fat to about 30% of your overall diet. That's going to be really important when you're looking at overall testosterone levels, and that's what can take you from 450 or 440 like you are all the way up to 550 or 600. It's just by making those changes. And that's going to support your overall prostate function, and it's going to keep other areas of your body healthy and functioning well. Now, estrogen is another byproduct that you want to keep an eye on. And if your testosterone starts to drop a little bit, then estrogen can rise. So for testosterone levels, you want to make sure that you're taking indole 3-carbinol. Now, that's a byproduct of what we get out of broccoli, but you'd have to eat a ton of broccoli to get that. So indole 3-carbinol, about 500 milligrams of that twice a day. You can pick that up at a health food store, take it with meals, because sometimes it can cause a little discomfort on the stomach, and let's see how you do. Again, 20,000 units of vitamin D a day. Make sure you run that by your physician and get a blood test done to confirm it. I would go ahead and do a blood test every 4 weeks on that just to double check and make sure things are okay. Stick with that, though. Let me know how things are going. Email me or call me back here on the show in a couple weeks and let me know how you're doing, my friend. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you need a new prescription for your life and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, that's why we are here, to take your calls, to walk with you in your health journey, that no matter what it is, great or small, it doesn't matter. You can get well. The body can get sick. It can definitely get well. And there's always hope to get your health back. Let's go to Cheryl. Hi, Cheryl. Welcome to the show, darling.
Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
My LDL is elevated, and the doctor wants to be on statin drugs, but I definitely am a non-believer in prescription. I know some people have to, but I'm trying to do what I can to keep that under control by watching my saturated animal fats. I'm doing 1,800 milligrams of bread yeast rice a day and 500 milligrams of niacin. So what else can I do?
Now, what was the number on the LDLs? I know it's elevated, but did they tell you the exact number?
Yeah, it was about 253.
Okay, 253. First two things, let's start before supplements, let's start with your food and what you're eating every day, because that's a huge deal. See, what happens is the liver begins to get backed up, and it can cause the liver not to be able to create the right kind of cholesterol, because that's where it's all made, is in the liver. So let's start there.
Most of the time I do whole grain. I try to keep the pasta and the refined processed foods to a minimum, the white starchy things.
Right. Okay. What about milk?
I do some skim milk.
Okay. Let's cut out the milk products and the wheat products only for about 8 weeks. Don't have to do it forever. Just for a short period of time, okay? Because what can happen is if you create, both of those foods are high inflammatory foods. They create a lot of inflammation in the digestive tract. So if we can start there by clearing that out, that's going to be a good foundation for us. Eggs, you'll want to eat 2 to 3 organic eggs in the morning every single day for breakfast. Cook them in coconut oil or butter. The actual egg yolk contains components in it that are incredible for lowering cholesterol, choline and lecithin, both of those. And it's one of the best natural ways to lower your cholesterol. So let's start there. I would drop your red yeast rice down to about 1,000 milligrams because sometimes it can be a little hard on the liver. So you want to drop that down just a little bit. The niacin that you want to take, it's very important to take the right kind. There's a liquid niacin called nicotinic acid. Now, nicotinic acid, you can find it at a health food store, but that's the one. That's the version of niacin that's very good in lowering cholesterol levels. So that went along with N-acetylcysteine. Incredible. That little protocol right there will drop your cholesterol levels. And at 253, it's very high. And I know you don't want to do a statin drug. So let's get started on this protocol. The eating is going to be your ticket too. And also exercise 4 to 5 days a week, 30 minutes a day, doing something you enjoy. Cheryl, that's going to be really important for cholesterol levels. Even if it's walking, I don't care. Just do something 5 days a week, 30 minutes, and let me know how things go. You can send me an email or call me back here on the show, but you can do it. I know you can. I see it clinically every single day. Your body can get well. 888-283-7272.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. And, you know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, 3.5 miles with my dog. no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying you need to stick with the program. And you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Phone lines are open this hour to talk about your health and talk about your life. 888-83-7272. That's 888-83-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to the show that's diagnosing hope one caller at a time. Our quote for the day comes from Lou Holtz, one of the greatest coaches, I think, of all time. It says, you were not born a winner, and you were not born a loser. You are what you make yourself to be. Incredible. Great quote, and so very true. That's with our health and with our life. We determine so much by our choices that we make every single day. And all we have to do is make good choices. And that's what we're here to do, is to help walk you through your journey, to take you from where you are to where you need to be with your health and with your life. The good news is you don't even need health insurance for this show. That's an exciting thing in this day and time. Let's kick this segment off and go with April. Hi, April. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
Of course.
I'm calling with a question about birth control.
Okay.
I am 35 years old,
okay.
And my history in health is I have ulcerative colitis. And I, although with that diagnosis 7 years ago, I have done complete somersaults as far as, you know, really reevaluated my diet and my supplement intake. And so I have a really great diet. Of course, I've read your book, and I am follow the inflammatory, the anti-inflammatory diet as much as I can. And I, you know, I take cod liver oil. I take 1,200 milligrams of vitamin C a day. I'm on a multivitamin. I take a really strong probiotic, and I also use digestive enzymes. With that said, I have a Mirena IUD that I had inserted after the birth of my son, and I'm not experiencing any menstrual cycles with that in place, and that just makes me feel, I don't know, it scares me. So my,
okay.
That was really my question. I'm considering trying to get that taken out and trying to move forward with that.
All right, let me get this right. So you've had an IUD put in the last how long?
It's been 3 years.
Okay. And since you've had that put in, no menstrual cycle?
None.
Okay. Does that seem normal to you?
No. No, that's
okay,
fine.
Now, and the reason I'm saying that to you, I'm just a common sense guy. I really am. And I know you probably just need somebody to tell you that, and that's okay.
I would just
take it out.
That and the reason I had it in, I should say, is because number one, I had a really, really hard pregnancy.
Okay.
I had hyperemesis gravidium, I was in the hospital probably 3 months out of the 9 months,
mm-hmm.
And I was on I had home health care. They were coming into my home, and I was on a portable IV right up until probably the beginning of my 5th month of pregnancy.
Right.
So we're scared to death of the fact we one day we'd like we play with the idea of being able to have another child, but it scares us to death because I was so severely sick. So that was why we went with something that is, in us, it was a fail-safe, you know, birth control. So with that said, I really don't know what to do for a birth control, being that I just don't trust birth control pills. I guess they're just as effective as what the IUD would be.
They can be. I'm just not a big fan of them. I'm not a big fan of anything that can alter your hormone profile. And you know, the birth control pill will.
Right. And
that's exactly what it does.
The difference, I guess, is that the Mirena IUD also, I still have terrible PMS. I still struggle with some sort of imbalance because it doesn't do anything for the PMS.
No, it doesn't. So my thought is, and literally, I mean, this is what we talk about clinically, and this is what I would just tell you. My thought to you is to either, you know, just be cautious. You can use condoms. And I know that that's not a whole lot of fun, but at the end, it's about keeping your health, and it's about keeping, you know, your husband's health as well.
Right.
You know, because you want to make sure that everything's intact, and you know, you can do the timing issue. I mean, there's so many other things you can do, and I know it's like, oops, you don't want to get pregnant, but possibly because of what you've already been through.
Right.
But to gamble with your health as well right now, I don't think is a smart option.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't, because you. I mean, it's. Especially at 35. You're 35, right?
Yes.
It's. I wouldn't play around with it because you're going to be heading into 40 soon. And I'm not trying to rush you, by the way. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm just talking reality. I know. 35, we're still here. But you want to make sure your hormones work well, and you want to keep your body as stable as possible for a variety of reasons. And, you know, playing around with IUDs and definitely, especially, it stopped your cycle for so long. And also with, you know, the different birth control pills, I'm just not a big fan of them. I mean, unless there's something really medically necessary you need them for, it's better to just not take anything to keep your hormones balanced. That's where true health lies.
Right.
I just know it's a real challenge when you're like, you know, hey, I don't want to get pregnant, but, you know, you even said that you guys are thinking about it, right? Well, tell you what, we got to go into this. We're going into the close of the show. This is my final thought, all right? I'll get the IUD taken out, and I would make sure that your husband is taking plenty of zinc, and also he needs to take plenty of support for his testosterone. It's just going to be good for his overall health. But for you, I would definitely make sure to stay on top of things that can rebuild your hormones, such as the good healthy fats. Black cohosh is very good to help stabilize the PMS-type symptoms. And also, DHEA at about 2 milligrams a day, every other day in the morning, can help as well. If you need further information, you can email me. Thanks so much for the call.
Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, in our communities. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered. You've given with the understanding that neither those nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of AsaRx audio, visit us at AsaRx.com. Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.